Welcome to the Context Machine. This is episode, brace yourself, folks, 696. I'm Brian Chaffin.
Whoa. Oh, Brian, that's super exciting because it's another numeric palindrome.
Yes, excellent.
And if you roll it down a hill, it's 696, 969, 696, 969.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, plus, you know, everything's divisible by three, right?
Right. Okay, what happens if we add everything together? That's 9 plus 12, so that's, what, 21?
No.
Wait.
Yes, yes, but, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
it's 21, it is.
Which is also...
And let's see, 21 is 7 times 3, is that right?
Yes.
That three shows up again, and if you add 7 and 3, that gives you 10, and if you add those together, that gives you 1. I have no idea what I just did, but there's someone somewhere rubbing some stones, some crystals, and they're like, oh my God, I just got all tingly.
No doubt.
Anyhow, well, thanks for joining us for the show today, everyone. It's been great having you here. Oh, wait, I forgot. We're doing this whole other thing.
Yeah.
And I'm Jeff Gamet. Please make sure to check us out at our online home, contextmachine.io.
And you can use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine or on Blue Sky at contextmachine.bsky.social. We're not on the Nazi bar.
No. No CSAM issues here.
Nope.
Hey, we have a sponsor today, Brian.
Yep.
Super excited about it. It's MacPaw.
Excellent. Love those folks. And we're going to tell you more about them later in the show. So, Jeff, I had an idea for this week's show.
Oh, do tell. I would love to know about your idea.
Well, what I figured is that you could talk about some things that you've been testing, and I'm just going to sit here and nod along and occasionally make some affirmation noises. And we're going to call it a show.
Okay. So we're doing Jeff Show and Tell episode today?
Yes.
All right. Well, then in that case, I guess get ready to nerd out on stuff that I nerd out on.
Excellent. I love that. And I'm actually really looking forward to hearing about both of these products. So why don't we start with Omni Outliner?
Let's do it. Omni Outliner 6. It was just released. What's today? Friday, January 9th. So it was released just a couple days ago. It came out on January 6th. And I don't think it's any secret that I'm a hardcore Omni Outliner user. And I've been a fan of the product for years. And here's a bit of trivia a lot of people may not realize. When I wrote my book, The Designer Guide to Mac OS X, I needed to outline the book. So I did it in Omni Outliner.
Oh.
And then I just wrote the whole book in Omni Outliner and then exported that out into Word because you have to use Word when you're doing layout for
books. You wrote the book in Omni Outliner?
I wrote a book in Omni Outliner.
You are...
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Yeah, but it worked really well.
Huh.
Yeah. I needed to move a chapter. Okay, well, there, it's done. Sections in a chapter, move them around. Done. Collapse everything I'm not looking at, not working on, it's out of the way.
You know, funny enough, Scrivener does all that too.
It does. And Scrivener's really good at that. It's actually designed for that. But this shows you how flexible Omni Outliner is because I started making an outliner and ended up writing a book. So anyhow, Omni Outliner 6, it came out. I've been playing with
it. Omni Outliner was that? Because that was a long time ago.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Was it Omni Outliner 1 or 2?
It might have been 1 or 2, probably. It was long enough ago that there was just a Mac version. So this would have been Mac OS Tiger. Okay, yeah, so the iPad didn't even exist yet.
Yeah, right. Okay, and I'm sorry. I've forgotten my role as... That's supposed to be my role in this episode. So please continue.
You're doing great. Maybe you could make an outline with everything that you're supposed to do in the episode. So anyhow, Omni Outlander 6, I've been playing with it for several weeks now. Excuse me. And even using it during that beta window, I found it to be really solid. So instead of just like running through every single thing that you can do in it, I'll hit a couple things that to me are like super important, but also point out that there is better cross-platform compatibility. There were some little things that, depending on which platform you're on, say like using an iPad and Mac, both, where you might not have a feature, but that's really not an issue anymore. And they did update the interface, so it has full support for Apple's Liquid Glass stuff, and made a bunch of new templates. And anyhow, so all the stuff you would expect, they did all that. But there's two things that they did that when they started showing me features before I was playing with it, I'm glad I was sitting down because like, holy crap, this changes everything. And the first one is a brand new feature, first product this is the second product it's in, I believe. I can't remember this. Omni Links, that's the feature. And I can't remember now if this is the first step it's in. I'm pretty sure it is. Anyhow, the point is, when you were attaching stuff to your outlines, you know, whatever the other content was, images, documents, all that stuff, if you moved all of that to a different computer, just everything would break. Meaning you'd have to go and relink every single freaking thing for it to work right. And I mean, the fact that you could do that, okay, great. So you could move your stuff around, but there was a lot of extra work involved. Now with OmniLinks, they've added this thing where it intelligently manages all of those attachment links.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So let's say you and I have an outline we're working on, and I send you everything. Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, that's what we would do.
Right.
And so you open the Omni Outliner file, and everyone, I want to point out that I do love Brian dearly. Mm. He is a wonderful friend.
Sure. Let's go with that.
We'll roll with that. But I send you everything, and you open up the outline. Now, instead of every link just being broken, it's going to come up and give you a dialogue and say, hey, where are the files? And so you go and tell it, here's the directory where the files are. And then it just rebuilds everything, and it's done.
Cool.
That's
not something that would happen all the time, but it's super useful for when you need it.
For a lot of people, this is not something that will happen all the time. For other people, this is going to be super critical. And like a thing that they will use all the time, especially if you're like in a collaborative environment, mm-hmm. where you have different people working on different parts of a project, but you're using Omni Outliner for keeping track of different elements that you're working on. And, so for example, throw all these documents in a GitHub repository, and Omni Outliner can just link out to it. And it's smart enough to know what to do with all the links.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's one big feature. And, the other big feature that I got super excited about is, they've added on-device support for Apple's foundation model for automation. So what that means is that Omni Outliner now has on-device support for Apple Intelligence. Mm. And so you can hook that into scripts and plugins. So an example would be, let's say that that we're working on an outline for a presentation where we're talking about, I don't know, podcasting, and we need a bunch of data about podcasting, like how many shows are there in 2025? How many people in different countries are listening to shows? And what's the most popular podcast consumption app? Oh, spoiler, actually, it's YouTube right now. But, you know, you need all that stuff. So you can write a script that it's a query for Apple Intelligence, and let it go and sift through all the data that's out there, collate it, and then create an outline for you with all that information. Just dump it right into an Omni Outliner file, either brand new, or if you have a document already, you can have it throw that into the document. So the things that you can do with automation now in Omni Outliner is just over the top crazy. Like the limitations that you have, it's based only on what you can think of doing with that automation. So now with both those features in place, you can now have a tight integration between Omni Outliner and Omni Focus. So, for the people that are like really into task management associated with a project, you can have Omni Outliner and Omni Focus basically talking to each other all the time and updating information based on whatever it is you're working on. The stuff that I was watching them do was just crazy. So you remember Celso Goyen, the father of AppleScript?
Yeah, of course.
So he's working with Omni Group now, and he's in charge of their automation stuff. And so he's been doing this for a while, but most people wouldn't know because it's not one of those things that people besides like me or like David Sparks would really be paying attention to. So when they were showing me all this stuff, Sal was there, and he starts just making these scripts that are doing just the craziest stuff. And I'm just watching him like, okay, well, how about if we do whatever? And now we'll have it make an outline and let's have it get this other stuff. But I mean, it was just amazing. And I feel like I'm not doing justice to what you can really do with these automation features. Because seriously, it's like your imagination is the only limit. So, but imagine having all this automation stuff happening and Omni links together. And so you can throw Omni links into what you're scripting for your automation. And you can have like documents that are being dynamically created and linked back to outlines. So you can have like one person that has like the master outline, or one person's like watching the master outline. Everyone can check it out. But then everything that they need that everyone else is working on, it's just there for them, just like automatically, dynamically. It's crazy cool. And then for me, the icing on the cake with that is previously, and by the way, a lot of this stuff that I just talked about, you need to have the pro version of Omni Outliner. So that would have meant Omni Outliner 5 and earlier, unless you had the pro version, these outlines that take advantage of all these features, you're just kind of out of luck. You wouldn't be able to actually use these outlines. But now with version 6, if you're not using the pro version, but you're working with someone who is, and they're doing all this stuff, and you just need to be able to read that document, you can do that now. And to me, that's a huge thing, because otherwise, you had this disconnect, and it was a problem for a lot of users, where they the people that needed access to that document but didn't need all the pro features, they couldn't get at the documents. And so they fixed that. I thought that was super cool.
That's good. That is good.
So there you go. Those were the two big features I really wanted to hit with this. And yeah, and I've been using Omni Outliner 6 exclusively. Like the day I started using the beta of 6 was the day that I stopped using version 5.
Right.
And I haven't looked back. And so now the official release is out, and it's freaking awesome.
Awesome.
So do you have questions for me, since you have you have me right here?
I don't use Omni Outliner. I'm not an outlining kind of person. I was sitting back and listening to everything you're saying and going, oh, that must be nice for people who do things.
Yeah, but you've done a lot with Scrivener.
Yes. Yeah, I've done a lot with Scrivener.
And that is like an outlining tool in some ways. The big thing is you find the tool that works best for what you need to do and fits best with just who you are.
You know, that's what
and I then that's the one you roll with.
That's what I like about you, Jeff. You find a way to make it all about me being awesome. Woo, yay me!
It's, you know, when we first started working together at Mac Observer all those years ago, you know, you and I, we were doing stuff together, and then Dave Hamilton, he'd be talking to me and we'd be working on stuff. And, you know, there's that point where Dave, just as we were doing something, he's like, oh, by the way, don't forget to make everything about Brian. Your life will just be a lot easier.
He did not.
I'm like, oh, thanks for the advice. No, he didn't. He would never say something like that.
You might think it.
But it made for a great story, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I was believing it.
Yeah, all the way up until you hit the point where you're like, no.
Well, I was, it was half disbelief and half horror that you could actually be telling a true story.
Yeah. And to be fair, even if it had happened, how could I possibly be so horrible as to tell you that?
That's fair. All right. Well, now why don't you tell us about MacPaw?
Sure. You know, as long as we're doing show and tell and you're just kind of sitting back, why not? Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. MacPaw is our sponsor today with their Clean My Mac product. And they have a ton of features in Clean My Mac that just make sure your Mac life easier. The one that I want to talk about right now, though, is their cookie management. Because it's one of those things that I think a lot of people might have overlooked when they're looking at all of the other optimization things that Clean My Mac can do. So you need to manage different cookies for different websites. You might end up with a bunch of cookies that you really don't want anymore. But instead of just doing like a whole nuke and pave, what you really want to do is strategically remove the cookies that you don't want. Okay, let Clean My Mac do that for you. And it makes it easy. And your web browser is probably going to perform better because of this. And it's just another example of the great tools that we have in Clean My Mac. So here's the deal. I want everyone to go out there and get their Mac tidy today. So you can try 7 days free of Clean My Mac and use our special code ContextMachine, which is all uppercase letters, and you're going to get 20% off your order, your purchase price. And all you have to do is go to their website, and it's clnmy.com. So like clean my, but without the usual vowels in it. clnmy.com/contextmachine, and do context machine, all uppercase letters. And then you can take advantage of that offer. And thank you Clean My Mac for being our sponsor today.
Yes, we very much appreciate it. Okay, so yes. Jeff, can you tell us about this new audio DAC you got?
Oh, I can. And this one you may actually be more interested in because audio. I don't think it's any secret because we talk about this stuff all the time that that I'm really into my audio stuff as well. Mm. And I've been using DACs for quite a while. And the DAC that I've been playing with for several weeks now, because I really wanted to put it through its paces, it's Audio Engine's new HXL. And this is a teeny tiny little portable DAC. You remember I guess it would have been the last iPod Shuffle, and how it was just like this ridiculously stupid little thing size-wise, where the size was actually determined based on the fact that that's the size the clip for it had to be.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at here. Just super tiny little thing. And it's powered from your device. So you don't have to worry about making sure it's charged up ahead of time. You can just plug it into your iPhone and go. And this is something you use with wired headphones. And that's important because if you want the best audio quality, you're not going wireless because you don't want the compression that comes along with wireless headphones.
Right.
So this has a 3.5 millimeter jack and a 4.4 millimeter balanced jack. And for everyone that doesn't know what a balanced jack means, it means it handles the higher power requirements of certain headphones and then can balance that power correctly. So you get the best listening experience possible. For the people that have balanced headphones, that's an important thing to know. For everyone else, hey, you got your 3.5 millimeter jack. So you're good to go. So it's a 32-bit DAC and it will dynamically adjust its output based on the recording that it's playing. So the file, like if it's a 48 kilohertz file, then it'll play it back at that. If it's 96, it does that. It goes up to 384 kilohertz, and this thing, it's really nice, Brian. I was really surprised. It's like $100, I believe, and it punches way above its weight.
Well, that's usually the case with Audio Engine stuff.
Yeah, and when I say I'm surprised, it's not because I expected it to disappoint me. I did not expect that. I'm surprised because it really exceeds my expectations. And it's USB-C, but the cool thing is they know not everyone has a USB-C iPhone yet. So they threw in a lightning adapter, USB-C to lightning adapter.
Excellent. For those.
And yeah. So, when I did my testing with this, I used it with my iPhone and I made sure that I was playing lossless music, from Apple. Then also some of my own recordings that I had total control over, some FLAC files. Then also I used my Apple Music audio testing playlist that I made. Anyone that's following my public playlists on Apple Music, that's actually one of my playlists. So you can go and see what I chose to use for audio testing. I ended up using these with my AudioFly headphones, and they're, what are they, AR-72, I think. That's what I use for my in-ear testing. And then for my big speaker setup, I was testing with my Audio Engine A5 Plus speakers. And I do have an A6 subwoofer on this setup as well. And I was comparing this with the desktop DAC that I've been using for a long time, which is a shit Modi 3 Plus. And then I also compared it with the portable DAC that I had been using, which is a Hi-Fi Hip DAC. And that one, you do have to charge its battery to use it. And it's also a lot bigger. It's about the size of an iPhone. And so comparing across the board, this, I think this is now my new portable DAC, because the sound quality is excellent. The fact that I don't have to charge your battery, it's a lot more convenient. Yeah. Now, of course, the Hip DAC, it supports the 4.5 millimeter headphone jack as well. But it is a bigger thing, and I do have to charge it and make sure that it has a charge. Otherwise, I won't be able to listen to anything on it. So right. Yeah, this one may now just live in my bag, so that when I'm someplace where I want to plug in to a wired system, I can do it.
Awesome. I listen, this show has been exhausting for me.
I imagine. Yeah. But show and tell, I mean, you know, when you ask me to do show and tell, I'm going to give you a massive info dump in a super short period of time.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of filled your head.
Yeah, you did. You did. And you filled it well with good and fun information. So yes.
Yeah. There you go. So now you know Omni Outlander Pro 6 is out. And if you're out hunting for a really solid, affordable, portable DAC, the Audio Engine HXL is a great choice.
Awesome. All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to say that is this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or so I can't even get what I'm doing right. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for this show. And I believe you're on your way to pick up Dave Ginsberg.
I am. Dave Ginsberg is flying in from Chicago here to Denver to hang out for the weekend. We're doing like local friends, except Dave's coming in. Nationwide friends. Did I what?
Ask Barry. I'm going to put you on the spot here right in front of him.
Oh, I totally asked Barry, but the timing for him did not work out.
Ah, bummer.
But that's okay. It means that Barry and I have something to look forward to the next time we see each other, because we'll get to hang out. Also, I think Barry is like seriously thinking about coming out for the next Denver Penn show and going to that with me.
Awesome. I wish I could do that too. Well, regardless though,
awesome.
Have fun with Dave.
Oh, I will. I'm so excited he's coming in town. And also excited that Clean My Mac from MacPaw has been our sponsor this week.
Yes, we appreciate that. We appreciate MacPaw a lot. And on that note, literally that note. Right. Did you see what I did there?
I see just what you did there. See, you're on top of it.